If he has only one cup, so he has a problem. He has only one cup of wine, and he wants to use it for both the night kiddush and the morning kiddush. If he drinks from the kiddush at night, it's finished, because the halacha is, once you drank from the cup, the remaining wine is not usable. So what does he do? He makes kiddush at night, and he doesn't drink directly from the cup. He pours from it to another cup, a share of maloy lugmov, the amount it takes to fill up his mouth, which basically passes the roiv of revis. The toim yain shel kiddush. So once again, he pours maloy lugmov into another cup, and then he drinks from the wine of the kiddush. Mikayis hasheini. So the first cup still has good wine in it. Lamachem akadosh b'mashenisha b'kayis harishin. And the next day, he's mekadesh, and what remains in the first cup. Now, the problem is that it's mashma from here, they had a cup that held more than a revias. It holds a revias and three quarters. So he pours off three quarters, he still has a revias left. It's good enough for the kiddush in the morning. But it's mashma, they use the same cup. And we know this halacha, we saw in Sifu, the cup has to be full. So that Mishra says that that has to be full is only lechatchila. But if you have no other choice, then even if it's not full, you can make kiddush. Sometimes people see the cup isn't full, they think they can't make kiddush. Not true. Achachil, you should try to fill it up. If you can't, then you can't make kiddush. The way the Shulchan Aruch brings it comes out that the te'ima of the night kiddush, you're drinking not from the kosher bracha, you're drinking from the wine you poured to a second cup. This is also nogea. Sometimes people have guests over, and they don't want to drink from the kosher bracha and give it out to others because they're afraid guests will feel uncomfortable. So they pour some wine out. The question is, what is the proper one to drink from? Do you drink from the wine that you poured out, or do you drink from the remainder in the cup? So as I said before, the Mechaber seems to be saying that you drink from the below logbov that you poured out. But the Mishabru brings from the Magen Avraham, who brings the Tosis, that says, no. He's supposed to drink from the cup that has the revius inside of it still. Therefore, he says that you should pour from the first cup into a second cup. You should make sure that a revius remains in the first cup. And then you should drink from that cup that still has a revius in it. A shimla lukmov. So now what do you have? We're talking about a person, he didn't have two cups. He had one and three quarter cups. So he pours over three quarters of a cup. He has one revius remaining inside. He drinks from that, mala lukmov, three quarters of that. And it was yotze this inyan of drinking from a cup that has a revius. Now he still has a quarter and a three quarters left. So afterwards he pours the wine that he drank for into the good wine, into that quarter that he drank from that remains, into the three quarters, and now he has a full cup. And that we paskin that that's metakin lepegima. Since you have a cup which is primarily of good wine, and you add a little bit pogum, then it's metakin lepegima, and everything's good. So, once again, this Baruch Hashem, in our day and age, this child is very not frequent, unless you were stuck in an airport for Shabbos or something. And even then, it's not so frequent. But, like I said, a common case is, if you have guests over, and you want to pour off from your cup, the right thing to do is pour off for the guests, but leave a revius in the cup, and drink that revius, and then give the guests from what you poured off. So this is the way everybody's happy. You're drinking from a revius, and they're getting fresh wine that you didn't touch. Continues the Mechaber. Vim lo haylo ela revias b'tzimsa. If he only has one cup that has revias, v'natzu v'mena b'layla, and at night he had to drink from it because that's what he's supposed to do. Malo lugmov. Moizgi l'mochel hashim l'revias. Then for the morning kiddush, you have to add a lot of water to it, so it'll be a revias, provided that your wine is strong enough that if you add that amount of water, it'll still be wine. Now continues the Mechaber. V'haynu tapish yesh loy v'is achel abdol. This whole din that you use the cup for the night kiddush is only when you have a cup for Abdullah. Shimlo, okay, if you have only one cup, then mudush yenechem l'Abdullah, sheyev shebepas, mishikad shelov, v'lo yehelo yayin l'Abdullah. It's better if you have only one cup, kiddush at night, make with bread. And Abdullah, make with wine, because you can't make Abdullah with bread. Mishabru says, if you have beer or some other type of chamah medina, for Abdullah, then it's definitely better to use that for Abdullah and use wine for kiddush at night, because the opinions that hold that always wine for kiddush at night has preference. Acha Meziga, if you have two cups that are exactly two cups, after you add water to it, Kash Belayla Be'echa Be'yavdala L'Sheini V'loi Kash Be'yoyim Kish Alayla Odev. If you have a choice of only maximum two cups, then you should use one for Leil Shabbos for Kiddush and one for Havdalah, and you'll have to forego the day Kiddush.